You're on the Ayin Omer Aleph, the bottom. The second line of the Gemara. Mesha Baal Nisrok Nereshus La'av. If the husband died, the woman was an Arusa, Nara Murasa, and her husband died, and now the father gets the koach to be made for her nedarim alone. Minolin, how do you know that? Omar Rabba, the Omar Krav, im hayo siya leish, unedore alecho. So, im hayo siya means that she was married twice. As the case was where the father married her off as a na'ara, and while she was still a na'ara and an arusa, her husband died. She never became a nesua. So her arus died, and then he married her off again. What's it called? The father still has koach. As long as she's never in a suah, or she doesn't become a bogeris, the father can marry her off again. And he married her again. Now she's again a nara murasa. So, makish, and so there's two havayas. Makish, kod me havayas shniel, kod me havayas rishona. Just like, before she was an arusa to begin with. Right? She was in the father's rishos and she wasn't married at all. The father could be made for her nedarim alone. So too, before she got married again, and the first husband died, the father could be made for her nedarim alone. Ma kod me havaya rishona av me for lechudei, av kod me havaya shniya av me for lechudei. Rashi. Im hayo siya leish, b'shnei havaya sakos medaber. He's talking about two times that she was married. So again, she was an arusa, she was a na'ara, arusa, her husband died, she became again an arusa. So just like before the first marriage, the father could be made for alone because nobody else there. Before the second marriage, even though the husband had what's it called, had been alive and could be made for her nedarim together with the father, right? When the husband dies, the father now goes back to his original koach of being made for alone. So Mara says, "Ein lahani milei ben nedarim shelo niru la'oris, av nedarim shelo la'oris sheniru la'oris lo matzim mefer af." Maybe not. Maybe it's only talking about nedarim that she made after the husband died. So those nedarim, the husband, the father now could be mefer, but nedarim she made when the husband was alive, which the father couldn't be mefer alone if the husband was alive. He had to be mefer together with the husband. Now the husband died. Maybe the father doesn't have the koach to be mefer alone. And that pasuk im hayosiyah is only talking about nedarim that she made after the first husband died, before she got married to another person. Gemara says im nedarim shel nira la'aris binureh beisaviyak anafka. I don't need a pasuk for that. She goes back to being a nara who's in the rishus of her father. And for these nedarim, she never had a husband when she made this neder. I don't need a new pasuk for that. That pasuk is a regular pasuk, a new rail. Basically, as long as she's a nara, her father has rishus over her. So therefore, the pasuk im hayosiya must be coming to tell me a case where she made the neder when she had an arus, and then he died, and then the koach goes back to the father, even on those nedarim, to be made for a loan. See Rashi. Makish kod me avayishniya klomer shemes aris rishon veruyal iskadish lacher. Right, the avayishniya, the nedarim she made before she got married the second time are similar to the nedarim she made before she got married the first time. And just like the first time, before the first time, the husband, the father has a complete rishos. So too, before the second time, even though there was an arus, the father regains his complete rishos. Lekod me havaya rishon the shalonisar so la olam vehi oshavas nara veisavia makod me honey mile. Samara says no, maybe not. Maybe it's only nedarim that she didn't make when she had that first husband. She made after the husband's death. Honey mile daab mefer bekod me havaya shniya ben nedarim shalom niru laoris rishon ilo shama lehu abal kodim she yomus the hainu dumya the kodim havaya rishona. Just like the before she was married, there was no arus to hear any nedarim. Maybe also before she gets married the second time, it's only nedarim that the arus never heard. Avam nedarim she niru la'arus, she shoma behen kodim she yomus, velo hispik lahafir ein ha'av mefer, at she Tachzor v'tisaris yafiru hu v'acharon. Maybe what's it called in those nedarim, the father can't be made for alone until she get married again, and then the father and the new aris could be made for them. The amres the nedarim sheniru lo aris. Here they take off the word the low motzi made for lechudei. Right, what do I need that extra pasuk for? That I know from the Nureya Vesodia, the Nureya Nafka, the Mashma, called Kama de Yosef Vesodia, Matsu made for love. He's talking about the Dorin that she didn't make when she was in Arusa. She made only after the first husband's death. That I know from the pasuk Nureya Vesodia that the father can be made for. So the fact that I have an extra pasuk that's Makish Havaya, Shnia to Havaya Rishona, that I need for Nidorim she made when the Oris, the first Oris was alive. And then he died. Element de Komakish Havoyis Ladadi, Shmamino Dumya, the Kodim Havaya Rishon, the Komar, the Motsi Mefer Lechudei, the Nidorim Shalom Niru Le Oris, Dumya the Havaya Rishon. This whole thing is Rashi, the Bach takes out these words, Pirusha, it's not a Pirusha Acher, right? It's just a continuation. Av Nidorim Shiniru Le Oris, Le Motsi Mefer, right, Ileka Oris Achron, Hola Motzi Amris. Just explain the Gemara. Right, you can't say that it's only talking about Nidorim that the Oris never heard before he died. And then the father can be Mefer. But Nidorim that the Oris heard before he died, the father can't be Mefer until she got married again and have another Oris. The Lahachi Osi Hakeshul, Rabbis Nidorim Shalom Niru La Oris. Because otherwise you don't need this Pasuk. You know from the first Pasuk, Nureya Besodia, Dahmi Kurach Rina Shamin and La Debin Nureya Nafka. If there's no Oris around, the Oris never heard these Nidorim, of course the father could be made for alone. But that you know from Nureya Beis Avio, you don't need the Pasuk Im HaYoshia. Ki Osav Im HaYoshia Le'ish Nidorim Sheniru the Oris Udasa. The Pasuk Im HaYoshia, which compares her status after her first husband dies to the status that she had before her first husband, before she was married the first time, that's for Nidorim that the husband did hear and then died. And that's a chiddush, that the father still could be made for them alone. Okay. B'zeh yofa koach av mikoach abal. This is a case where the power of the father is greater than the power of the baal, because if the father dies, the baal does not get the koach to be made for alone, but if the husband dies, the father does get that koach back. Hechidom. And then the Gemara goes on, but there's a case where the husband is stronger than the father, that a husband could be made for the Nidorim of his wife who's a Bogeris. And the father can't be made for the Nidorim of his daughter once she becomes a Bogeris. So Gemara says, Hechidami, where's this case of Bogeris? What's it called? If what's it called, talking where he is Makadish her when she was a Nara, and then while she was an Arusa, she became a Bogeris. So now she's out of his Rishus. So only the husband now can be made for the Nidorim, even though she's a Murasa, but she's a Bogeris Murasa, not a Nara Murasa. So Michti, right? Misa Motzia, Ubagris Motzia, Mirshusav. Misa takes her out of the Rishus of the husband, of the father. And Bagris takes her out of the Rishus of the father. Ma Misa lo nisraknu Rishus labau, a Bagris lo nisraknu Rishus labau. Just like if the father died, the husband can't be made for alone as long as she's an Arusa. So too, if she became a Bogeris l'charin, should be the same halacha, that the husband should not be able to be made for, since she went out of the Rishus of the father, she would have gone out of the Rishus of the father if he died too. And then the husband did not get the koach to be made for alone. Why does he get the koach to be made for alone if she became a bogeris when she was a murasa? Ela shekitshuk she bogeris. Talking where he's mekadesh her when she was a bogeris. So then, what's it called? The father never had rishus over her when she was an arusa. So Mor says, Tanina chadazimna. That we have a Mishnah later on. Right? The Mishnah says later on, a bogeris. A Bogeris who they delayed the wedding for 12 months. Zemaris right away interjects Hargufa Kasha. You can't say Bogeris that they waited 12 months, right? Amris HaBogeris Yishos HaShneimos HaChodesh BeBogeris Lomeli Shneimos HaChodesh. The halacha is not like that, right? A Bogeris doesn't, we don't give a Bogeris 12 months to get ready for the wedding, and 12 months is considered the normal time. We only give her 30 days, right? A Nara needs 12 months to get ready for the wedding. A Bogeris already is prepared. 30 days is enough time, right? Bogeris Belamed Yom Sagila. So Tani, that's the way you should read this Mishnah. Bogeris Vishishoas or Yud Beis Chodesh. A Bogeris or a Nara who waited 12 months and the time came to get married and they didn't get married, right? So Mikoma, so the halacha is that it's Machlokas, Rabbi Lezer, and the Chachamim, whether the Orus can be, would now be, what's it called, made for her Nedarim or not, since they're not really married yet. They're not, she's not in a Suah. But the Maisa, he, what's it called, should have married her. So since he should have married her, right, after 12 months, so the halacha is that he has to support her, and she can eat Truma, according to the Mishnah. So since he has to support her, Rebbe Lezer holds, when she makes Nedarim, she does it al Daito, and therefore he could be made for it. And the Chacham hold no. Until she's in a Suah, he can't be made for the Nedarim. So, what's it called? But there it says, Beferish, that a, if she's a Bogeris, that the father can't be made for her Nedarim, and the husband is made for alone. So it's another Mishnah. What do I need it over here to tell me? Mikomakum Kasha. So Iboy say Mahocha Davka, U Bogeris, Tani Hasam, Ishun the boy, Flugir Belezer Rabbanan. Over here is the Iker case that I'm told that a father loses Rishus over his Bogeris, and the husband gets full Rishus over her. If he married her off when she was a Bogeris. Okay? And the Mishnah later on is only because since it's a Machlokas, Rabbi Lezer, and the Rabbanan, Legabe, Shah, Sayyud, Beis Chodesh, it mentioned again the case of Bogeris. But it's only Agav that Machlokas. But the Iker is over here. Iboy same or the opposite. Bogeris Davka. That Mishnah is Davka. That's where the Chiddush is. For I did Nosiv Reisha Bazeh, Nosiv Seifa Nami Bazeh. Since the Reisha said there's a case where the father is stronger than the husband, it also mentioned a case where the husband is stronger than the father. But the Iker Din of Bogeris is in the Mishnah later on, not this Mishnah. Hechi Domi de Baal Mefer Babagar. Where's the case that the husband can be Mefer the Nedarim of a Bogeris alone? If the case is where the father married her off when she was a Nara, where he and the husband have to be made for Nedarim, and then before she got married she became a Bogeris, before she got in the suing. So that can't be a case where the husband now can be made for a loan. Right? If the father died, she could marry herself off, and she's no longer in the Rishus of the father, right? So Misa takes her out of the Rishus of the father. Ubagris Motsiyam Rishusa. Vikivin Shabagra in Lavir Rishusba. Once she's a Bogeris, the father has no more Rishus to marry her off. Lo the Kacha, Velo the Mocha. He can't sell her and he can't marry her off. So Mabim Misa Sa'avlo Nisrofna. So just like by Misa, right? If the father dies while she is in Arusa, the husband does not get Arusa Nara, the husband doesn't get koach to be made for a loan. If the she became a Bogeris when she's a Nara Hamurasa, well, she became a Bogeris when she's a Murasa, right, and was a Nara originally, the husband shouldn't get that koach either. Should be the same thing. So it can't be talking that the husband can be made for the Nedarim of a Bogeris who got married when she was a Nara and then she became a Bogeris before she had Nesuit. Ela kashikitsh le Bogeris. Talking where she got married when she's a Bogeris. Uktani shein ha'av mefer el abal. Then, right, and the father didn't marry her off. He could marry her off as a shliach, but not marry her off as a father. So he's no reshus over anymore. So she got married when she was a Bogeris. Then the Aris alone can be made for her Nedarim. Ha'tanina chadazim. We have a mission. It says that the Farish. Later on. Behach pirik and gufi. This parak. At the end of the parak. Bogeris Yishos Yud Beis Chodesh Mishnas Arsa, right? She a Bogeris who had 12 months from the time that she had Arison. Rebbe Lezer Omer Holu Bai L'Chaim Mizanosel. Since after 12 months even if they didn't get married, the husband's chayiv to support her. Yet yofer, he could be made for an adorin. The command she nichnasu b'shusa domi, because since he's responsible to feed her, even though she's not actually a nesua to him, she's enough in his reshus that she made for an adorin. The amrina law hagufakashus. Gemara immediately says this. A bulgaris that waited 12 months, there's no such thing. Amras habulgaris yeshuas yud beis chodesh halo din shalom lamed yom. By a bulgaris, we only give 30 days to make the nisuin. And after 30 days, if he didn't make the nisuin, he has to support her. The hachi tnan meseches ksubas. Nosin lebesula shneimos or chodesh lefarnis atzma liknos malbushim mitachshitim letzorich nisuin. Besula, who is a naro or a ketana, who has erusin, we give her 12 months till the nisuin to prepare herself, to buy her jewelry, her clothing, whatever she has to buy to bring into the marriage. So she has 12 months. Mishatova balinosi. And if after 12 months the husband doesn't marry her yet, he's chayef to support her. Ulalmona ulabogeris lamed yom. But an almona, or even if she is a nara, or a ketana, or a bogeris, right? Only 30 days. Lamed yom. The bogeris islam abushim etachshitim. She already has. She's working for herself or whatever. She has her. She's prepared for a marriage. V'hochi nami l'almona. Same thing goes with an almona. The islu rav chatuva b'shloshim yom. There's plenty of time in 30 days to get ready for the nisuin. The kulan magius manim, and whatever the time is, 12 months or 30 days, once the time comes, right, the husband now is responsible to support her, even though she's not in the sewer. Amad the bogeris lo vayin yud beis chodesh. You see, the bogeris doesn't need 12 months. Why does it say a bogeris who waited 12 months? Tani. So therefore, the Gemara answers, no. Read the Mishnah a little bit differently. Bogeris haikidine v'haikidine yofer a bogeris or someone who wasn't a bogeris that waited 12 months, right, or a bogeris that waited 30 days, umasnis niktoni shabal mefer babager lacher shloshim yom shetova lefarnis esatzmu dekomer. That which the Mishnah says that the husband now could be mefer alone is talking where 30 days went by and they didn't get married. He could still be mefer by on his own. Right, that's the chiddush. Mikomakum kashya, the trei zimni lomili lemisni da baal mefer babager. Why do I need two mishnayos to tell me the same halacha that a baal can be mefer his wife bogeris? Both cases are talking where where she didn't necessarily get married yet. Iboy say bezu dafka the hachreishin of masnisim toni da baal mefer dafka ktonila u bogeris v'shishosa grora naspa mishum ifluge rebelozer abonet. This Mishnah is the Ikar. Later on it says it again because it wanted to introduce the Machlokas, Rabbi Lezer, and the Rabbanan. So it had to introduce it by telling me that a husband can be made for the Nidorim of his wife who's a Bogeris alone. The Boyesema, the opposite. Bogeris, Niktoni Besefa, Bepluksa, Rabbanan, Rabbanan, Havidavka. That's the Ikar Mishnah. This one's extra. The Hodiktoni Shabal Mefer Lavdavka. Right, over here it's just what's it called said, since we said a case where the father is stronger than the Baal, the Mishnah ended off as a case where the Baal is stronger than the father. I did an osiv reisha bezu yofa koachab itzrich lo lemisnei nosiv seifa bezei yofa koachabal. But really the ikar chiddush is in the next Mishnah.